Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck. Or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge. Upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
President Trump will regain office. He has enough electoral votes to make that happen. Joining us is Dr. Gary Rose from Sacred Heart University. Dr. Rose, this was not what we were planning or what we thought. We thought it would be days before we had an answer, and that is not what has happened at all.
No, I know, because the election really turned out to be much more decisive than anybody had predicted. And it calls into question, once again, you know, the accuracy of polling. And so we do have a winner by Donald Trump. Not only won the Electoral College, but from all indications, he won the national popular vote, too, which is quite unusual for a Republican to do that in recent times.
Why do you think it was so? I mean, I thought this was going to be like you thought, Saturday or Sunday, we were going to get answers. And it turns out that everything we had heard was wrong, like you said about the polling. And it was from early on. Early on, it was clear that Kamala had problems and that it was might be too much to overcome. How do you think we got this so wrong?
Well, that's you just mentioned about Kamala had problems, and that therein lies the answer. She underperformed, according to all results, among key demographic groups that were critical to her victory and which the polls were suggesting she was going to do well. She underperformed, and she did less well among women compared to what Joe Biden did in the last election. She did very poorly among Hispanics and even young voters. I'll be interested in looking at all the cross tabulations pretty soon. But even young voters, apparently she underperformed among them too. So these key Democratic groups that the polls were suggesting she was going to do exceptionally well with, she did not, and she underperformed. And now there's going to be a lot of hand-wringing, among the Democrats to figure out what went wrong there.
Do you think it has a lot to do with that people are just fed up and money, everything costs too much money, and it didn't matter if you were a Trump fan or not, you just wanted to give a different party a chance to try to fix things?
Well, that is an interesting view. I think in the end, the voters just felt that Kamala Harris was not really up to the job of being the commander-in-chief of the United States.
Dr. Rose, quick question for you. To watching this last night, some of these states, they would show only reporting, 2%, 3% of the vote, but they would call it for one of the candidates immediately. How can they do that so fast?
Well, yeah, you can. You really don't need an awful lot of votes to make a call, because, you look at where those votes are taking place. And if you see a candidate, really doing exceptionally well in what are considered to be the key counties, the key communities, then you can pretty much make a projection on that. If a candidate is severely underperforming in areas where she or he, is expected to do exceptionally well, and you don't see those results, then you can pretty much feel confident that things are not going too well for that individual.
Interesting.
And one last thing. Do you think that we're done? You think that this is the end of it? President Trump will, go? Or do you think there's going to be contesting or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I know that Kamala Harris is supposed to speak sometime today. But, the election, like I said earlier, was so decisive. And, the Senate flipped and he won, really a commanding victory in the Electoral College, and he has the national popular vote. I just don't see how there could be litigation or challenges to this election. And so I think we do have a clear winner here. And it's going to be very interesting to see how the Democrats try to, explain what happened. And I'm looking forward to watching that today.
Dr. Gary Rose from Sacred Heart University, professor of politics and scholar in residence.